All right, so should we just, hey John, should we just cut this here? Then I think this is plenty long.
A group of boys is bent low over a table strewn with remote control car parts, tools, and the object of their months of frustration and elation, a remote controlled car powered only by the sun.
What, you want just strip from here to here on both sides then?
Like, maybe from here to here, and then from here to here.
The group of four teenagers work as a team in the crowded Yampa Mountain High School classroom in Glenwood Springs. Their solar car is nearly finished. Teachers, students, and even the local newspaper crowd around to check it out.
So I'm here about the solar car.
Oh, awesome. Wow.
The lightweight car on the table is about the size of an oven door, and it kind of looks like one too, but with wheels. A rectangular piece of carbon fiber lays on top of four wheels taken from a store-bought remote-controlled car kit. The guts of the car, like the battery and motor, are underneath it, and solar cells stretch across the carbon fiber top.
My name is Tim Stevenson, and I am a senior at Yampa Mountain High School.
Stevenson is the fabricator on the solar project. He says he races remote-controlled cars outside of school, so this class was a natural fit.
I thought, oh, that's a pretty cool idea. I like RC cars. Why not strap a solar panel to it? I didn't know we were going to go like this in depth. I didn't know we were going to have to build our solar panel, put all the cells together, solder them and such. I thought we'd just get a solar panel and strap it on there. But no, this is every minor detail we got to fabricate it and put it together.
We have kids who are... some who are really skilled with RC cars and some who are more skilled with the technological aspects of building a lightweight, well-engineered car. So it was a great team project.
Susie Ellison is the science teacher at Yampa. She says most of her classes are hands-on, but the solar car course is unique.
It involves bigger ideas and trying to put STEM education, so science, technology, engineering, and math education together with a little bit of an environmental spin, which is one of the newer directions that environmental education is heading.
The idea is to use the cars to get students interested in energy efficiency and renewable energy. Noah Davis manages the Solar in the Schools program for Solar Energy International. The program was his idea, and he's been helping the students put the cars together.
I hate to describe it this way, but it's kind of a trick to get kids to think about energy efficiency and renewable energy in combination, and it seems to be working. If you build it as an elective class in energy efficiency and renewable energy, I don't think you'd get nearly as many takers. So.
Davis says he got the idea for building and racing cars from a similar activity in technical colleges in France.
Do you want to mount the panel first and then cover it, or do we cover first?
Back in the classroom, the students are putting the finishing touches on their solar cars. As for the speed, the cars can reach 20 miles an hour. Fabricator Tim Stevenson says through hard work, he's learned a lot in the class.
I learned how solar panels work and the positive and negative sides of them, and how to put them together, solder them, what all goes into making them.
The boys' car will race alongside other solar cars from Colorado Rocky Mountain School and Aspen High School on Saturday as part of the National Renewable Energy Laboratory's Junior Solar Sprint event. In the future, solar cars from high schools across the country are expected to participate.
That'd be pretty sticky. What, you want just strip from here to here?